Steadfast and Immovable, Comments on the 2008 Young Men, Young Women's Theme. Be steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works. Mosiah, chapter 5, verse 15. By the Young Men and Young Women, General Presidencies. What does it mean to be steadfast and immovable? To be steadfast is to be firmly fixed and not subject to change, to be firm in belief and determination, and to be loyal and faithful. Likewise, to be immovable is to be unyielding and incapable of being moved or diverted. Being steadfast and immovable in the gospel of Jesus Christ is committing to follow Him, thereby always abounding in good works. Examples of those who are steadfast and immovable. Jesus Christ is the rock and sure foundation upon which we must build. He is our perfect example of one who stands steadfast and immovable, always abounding in good works. We also have living prophets and apostles who stand firm. In a world that some see as increasingly dark and uncertain, our prophet, President Gordon B. Hinckley, sees this as a good time to be alive. He continues to be a mighty example of one who is steadfast and immovable. There are also wonderful men and women throughout the Scriptures who stood steadfast and immovable in living what they believed. In the Book of Mormon, we learn that Captain Moroni was a strong and a mighty man. He was a man of a perfect understanding, a man whose soul did joy in the liberty and the freedom of his country, a man whose heart did swell with thanksgiving to his God, a man who did labor exceedingly for the welfare and safety of his people. He was a man who was firm in the faith of Christ. Alma, chapter 48, verses 11 through 13. What would the world be like if all of us could be like him? The Scriptures tell us, if all men had been and were and ever would be like unto Moroni, behold, the very powers of hell would have been shaken forever. Yea, the devil would never have power over the hearts of the children of men. Alma, chapter 48, verse 17. Moroni served with Helaman and other brethren who were no less serviceable unto the people. Alma, chapter 48, verse 19. Helaman stood at the head of an army of 2,000 stripling warriors who, like the valiant youth of this day, were true at all times in whatsoever thing they were entrusted, for they had been taught to keep the commandments of God and to walk uprightly before Him. Alma, chapter 53, verses 20 and 21. These young men were true and committed. Esther is another example of a person who was firm and unyielding. She knew that she had been divinely moved to a place and circumstance to save her people. As Mordecai told her, "Who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" Esther, chapter 4, verse 14. She is a great example of faith and determination. We have great examples around us who are steadfast, immovable, and abounding in good works. Many of us see our parents cheerfully keeping their temple covenants. We see missionaries throughout the world who are strictly obedient and faithful in their service. Leaders, advisors, brothers, sisters, and friends can also exemplify these qualities. How can you follow their examples and be steadfast and immovable? Each of us can be determined and unyielding in our obedience and worthiness. We must strive to be completely faithful in praying, studying our Scriptures, paying our tithing, living the Word of Wisdom, attending our meetings, being pure in our thoughts and actions, honoring the priesthood, and being kind to our families and friends. Blessings of being steadfast and immovable. The 2008 Mutual Theme Scripture comes at the end of King Benjamin's last sermon. See Mosiah chapters 2 through 5. The people were so moved by his words that they had a mighty change in their hearts. They had no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. See Mosiah chapter 5, verse 2. Because of this change, King Benjamin told the people that the Lord would seal them His, that they may be brought to heaven and have everlasting salvation. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 15. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles explained that the word seal refers to the ratifying power of the Holy Ghost. Receiving this stamp of approval from the Holy Ghost is the result of faithfulness, integrity, and steadfastness in honoring gospel covenants. As we build on the sure foundation of the Savior, Jesus Christ, we too can be the recipients of such a great blessing. We can have a mighty change of heart, be sealed unto eternal life through the ratifying power of the Holy Ghost, and eventually receive all that the Savior has. End of article. Steadfast and Immovable by the Young Men and Young Women General Presidencies,